And it's time for Kevin Smith.
Anyone who isn't dead or from another plane of existence would do well to cover their ears right about now.
Do you have that one with that guy who was in that movie that was out last year?
What do you mean there's noise? You mean I gotta drink this coffee hot?
This job would be great if it wasn't for the customers.
What do you want with me?
Stop a couple of angels from entering and thus negating all existence. I hate it when people need it spelled out for them.
I feel like Han Solo. You're Chewy.
Salsa shark.
We're gonna need a bigger boat.
Hello?
I'm Jay. This is my head of a life mate, Sal Bob.
Sex is a joke.
The way I understand it is mostly a joke down here, too.
Get it?
Kevin Smith.
Who knew I had my own clip reel?
Good morning.
No kidding. We're trying to bring
intro.
That.
I got like a 10-minute clip reel intro.
How about that?
Dude, we've been working very hard to bring visual back to radio. I don't know how we're going to get it going, because I think TV
totally,
has already beat us to it.
You succeeded, sir. You succeeded. I suddenly saw all those pictures in my head.
Excellent.
Well, it's great to have you on the show. You know, we're always excited when you call in, because you've always got a lot of cool stuff going on. And we were mentioning earlier that Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash over there on Westwood Boulevard in L.A., man, do they bring in the big stars. How are they able to get a star of your magnitude to appear tomorrow?
It's you know, a lot of money. They throw a lot of bucks my way.
They just back up a truck?
That's the only way I do anything, back a truck up.
Let's talk for people who don't have the Nickelodeon and
right.
Have not seen this Degrassi, The Next Generation.
Who the heck hasn't seen Degrassi, The Next Generation?
Try to explain. Listen, there's a lot of people that haven't seen it.
Me, for starters. I've always heard about it. I know it's got an enormous cult following, and I've never seen it, Kevin, but am I wrong about this? Is it kind of like a Canadian version of My So-Called Life?
It is, you know what, that's probably the kind of best comparison anyone's ever made. Most people say it's kind of like a Canadian 90210 or a Canadian OC, but Degrassi in all its various forms and incarnations has been around for 25 years. They started off as this TV show called The Kids of Degrassi Street, then it became Degrassi Junior High, then Degrassi High, then there was Degrassi Talks, then it was down for a little while, and now it's back. It's been back for the last 5 years as a show called Degrassi, The Next Generation. And in the States, it airs on a network called Noggin, but at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Noggin, which is primarily a kids' network, turns into a network called The N, and that's when stuff gets real sexy.
Oh, yeah.
And it becomes a tween network. So the show is always aimed at a really predominantly a teen audience, but it plays to adults. Like in Canada, that's where they shoot the show. The demographic makeup is all over the charts. You know, you got tons of adults watching it because the show's been around for eons. You got tons of tweens watching it. It's the highest rated show on the N right now. They pull big ratings, and it's a fantastic show. If you've never seen it, check it out. It'll put you right back in high school.
And tell people what. I'm sorry, tell people why we brought up Degrassi, The Next Generation.
We bring up Degrassi because tomorrow at Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash, we're doing a signing appearance for some of the kids of Degrassi and with their Season 2 DVD box set that comes out. Season 1's already in the store. Season 2 just came out, and we're doing a little signing party. And there are two of the kids on the show, Stacey Farber, who plays Ellie Nash, the chick who cuts herself a lot, and Adamo Ruggiero, who plays Marco, the gay kid in high school, are coming in to sign up the box sets.
Okay, now, are you, you're coming to this as a fan, right? That's the whole deal with you.
Well, because I own the store, and
right.
Because I'm a fan, totally. I'm there in fandom mode. I mean, I'll sign stuff, but we predict a far different signing than we've ever had at the store before, because the kids, like last year, did an American tour at malls across the country, and they would get in 2,000 to 5,000 screaming tween girls showing up.
This is one of those underground things that people that are a little bit older might be surprised to know. There's something this huge and that hot that they haven't heard of.
Yeah, there's some stuff that's always on the bubble, right, that you never hear about because it's kind of not in your sphere of influence, and this show's definitely one of them for SoCat.
I mean, Kevin, that's what Kevin and I have been saying for years about Citizens Band Radio. It is getting ready to blow up, yet for
CB
some reason...
CB is going to be big. CB in 06, sir, is going to blow up huge.
That's what we're talking about.
Do you have your handle? Because I got mine.
What is your handle, Kevin?
My handle's always been Mother Trucker, sir.
Mother Trucker. Excellent.
Oh, that's a great one.
I'm Moonrunner. Bean, you got one?
I definitely got to work on that. I bet you're right about that. So, all right, so it's going to be you and the kids from Degrassi, and it's going to be at the Silent Bob Secret Stash on Westwood Boulevard. It's 1045 Westwood Boulevard in L.A. All of your fans, of course, know where it is, and you can look at it on the website if you want to check it out. So that'll be cool. Now, what else do we want to ask Kevin about while we got him? You saw The Batman Returns or The Batman Begins?
I saw Batman Begins, Kevin.
I thought
it was incredibly well made and the classiest of all the Batman movies, and it was so earnest. Wasn't it very earnest?
Yeah, it was. I mean, they definitely take it seriously. You really do feel like you're in that world. It's not like a wink-wink comic book movie. I mean, you feel like this is a real place.
It's a movie that seems to refuse to acknowledge the fact that it's a movie about a guy in a leotard.
You know what I loved about it is that they didn't just have a couple of stars and then fill it out with people you've never seen. Every role in that is filled up by a great actor like a Liam Neeson or a Tom Wilkinson or,
Morgan Freeman.
Every time you turn around, you go, hey, that's Gary Oldman. I mean, it's so cool how many big people they put in that movie.
They spared no expense, which is, I guess, why it cost, what, $120, $150 million, they said?
Wow. When you watch
really insanely well made, just enjoyable, but it doesn't. I don't know. For me, it wasn't like one of those movies where you're like, I got to watch that again right away. It was just kind of there. There seemed to be a little bit of fun missing that was in the 1989 Batman. When that one came out, it was a religion to me. You know, remember when Batmania was like it swept the nation?
You were the leader.
In the theaters 12 times.
12 times.
Oh, I loved it. So this one I really enjoyed, and I thought it was insanely well made, and probably the first. Real honest and earnest translation of a comic book movie since like Sin City, but I didn't get swept up in it this time. I was a bigger fan of Sith, Revenge of the Sith.
What do you think of the new Batmobile, the Urban Assault Vehicle Batmobile? Because that to me was just too far removed from the Batmobile we know and love.
It's kind of more of a shout out to the book that Frank Miller did many years ago called The Dark Knight Returns, where it's kind of a Batman story set in the future where he's an older man and comes back and the Batmobile looks more like an urban tank, and this kind of looked like that, which I thought was cool. If you're into the comics, it's kind of cool, but if you're used to, you know, looking at a Batmobile that kind of looks like a Pimp My Ride kind of car, I guess it may be off-putting, but more realistic than the car in the first Batman, right?
Yeah. You know what? It's got to be cool for a guy like you that deals with comics and sees all the comic movies to finally go to one that's really, really well made.
Oh, totally. And also, like, just the little, you know, nuggets that they threw in there. Like, there's a character there named Zaz in this movie who Crane, the scary Crow is representing in court, and that guy in the comics is this great character from Batman books circa like 88, 89, who, you know, was a serial killer who would kind of cut numbers into his skin, like those lines where you do 1, 2, 3, 4, and then the fifth line goes across to show how many people he's taken out, and his body is covered in those scars, and you could kind of see them under the collar of his shirt in the movie. I thought that was a real nice, quiet, subtle shout out.
See, only Kevin Smith gets that.
Only dudes that don't get laid get that.
And here's the thing that I've always wondered about. With a guy like you who makes films, can you go to a movie, it seems like, and just let yourself go as a fan and just enjoy it without sitting there taking it apart and going, hey, I would have done that differently, right?
Oh, well, especially when you talk about movies like that. I can't make a movie like that. I never could. So I can still go to big movies and enjoy the hell out of them because I never sit there and go, like, I can't dissect it going, well, this is what I'd do different, because I'm a total boob when it comes to making movies that involve movement. You know, if Batman was a movie about two guys sitting in the frame talking about getting laid, then I could dissect it and compare and contrast. But this is, Chris Nolan's a gifted filmmaker, and so I'm still able to kind of sit there in awe when I see a big movie. I saw Herbie Reloaded on Wednesday, and I was in awe of that movie.
Really?
Really? You liked it very much?
Yeah, I was just like, how'd they get that car to do all that?
Hey, let's talk about your book quick, because we're running out of time. Silent Bob Speaks, The Collected Writings of Kevin Smith. This came out when? In April of this past year?
Came out, in April, March or April. It's in its third printing now. We've done pretty well with it.
Not bad. Just kind of a collection of all your stuff.
It's basically a collection of essays I'd written over the years and stuff. And then now there's this website called Silent Bob Speaks, which is just my daily online journal, which is embarrassingly frank. If you ever want to know how many times I go to the bathroom in a day or masturbate in a
day,
that's
good
what
information.
You need to read.
It's Silent Bob Speaks, just no dots or anything, and that's it?
Yeah, Silent Bob Speaks. Smith.com.
All right.
Well, that's too much information, Kevin. I got to be honest. If you want to meet our friend Kevin Smith, he's going to be out at his place, Jay and Silent Bob, Secret Stash, 1045 Westwood Boulevard in L.A. It's going to be tomorrow from 1 till 4, and he'll be there with two of the actors from Degrassi, The Next Generation. You know, Kevin, we love having you on, man. It's always great to talk to you, dude.
Love being on.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, guys.
Bye now.